Members of Congress said today that a Treasury Department plan to bolster mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will be added to a huge housing bill working its way through Congress. After stocks nosedived last week on concerns that the companies had insufficient funds to cover bad mortgage debts, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson announced a new plan yesterday that would give federal officials the power to inject billions of dollars into the companies through investments and loans, easing concerns of failure at the two companies, which together underwrite nearly half of all mortgage lending in the U.S. Reuters reported today that billionaire investor George Soros said that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac face a solvency crisis, not a liquidity one, and that their troubles will not be the last financial disruption. Soros said, "This is a very serious financial crisis, and it's the most serious financial crisis of our lifetime. It's an idle dream to think that you could have this kind of crisis without the real economy being affected." Tampa area Congresswoman Kathy Castor said that both mortgage companies are critically important backstops for the American dream in housing.
They're really the wholesaler in the housing market. And I predict that they're going to remain strong. We've got a lot of regulatory fine-tuning to do with Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae and the entire mortgage business. A large part of the problem was Florida is one of the states that has never regulated mortgage brokers, meaning that they could go out and make those loans to folks that did not have to show any ability to pay. So the most important reform that's coming down the pike is in the mortgage brokerage industry so that they cannot prey on people and try to convince them that there's free money out there. Instead, if people are going to take out a mortgage, they're going to have to show an ability to pay.